We've all been there. Our eyes scan the words, but our minds, well, they've decided to take a little vacation.
A phenomenon many refer to as zoning out.
Precisely. And we often only realize that after we've skimmed an entire paragraph, realizing we've absorbed absolutely nothing.
Our eyes, it seems, can be rather deceptive, effortlessly gliding over words while our comprehension takes a nosedive.
It's as if our eyes have become masters of disguise, concealing those moments when understanding goes astray. But imagine, just imagine if we could pinpoint those exact moments.
A fascinating proposition. To unveil the subtle cues that betray our struggle to grasp the meaning hidden within the text.
And that's exactly what we'll be delving into in this deep dive. The intriguing intersection of eye tracking and reading comprehension.
A field ripe with potential to revolutionize how we approach reading and learning.
We're diving deep into a 2015 research study from Osaka Prefecture University, presented at CHI 2015, that sought to do just that.
Ambitious research, aiming to develop a computational method for identifying the specific elements within a text that a reader struggles to comprehend.
Their work, published under the title, Towards Extraction of Subjective Reading and Comprehension, Analysis of Eye Gaze Features, doesn't simply gauge overall comprehension. It goes granular.
They want to know what makes a particular word, a sentence, or even an entire paragraph pose a challenge for the reader.
And their methodology. Intriguing, to say the least. Participants read English documents on a screen, all while their eye movements were meticulously tracked and recorded.
But they didn't stop there. To ensure a relatable experience and tap into common comprehension challenges, they incorporated materials from the TOES.
The Test of English for International Communication, a familiar hurdle for many in academic or professional spheres.
A strategic decision, grounding the research in a context relevant to a broad audience.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. After reviewing each document, participants weren't simply quizzed on what they remembered.
A standard comprehension test wouldn't have sufficed.
Not at all. They were asked to actively engage with the text. Circling difficult words, underlining sentences or clauses, they found challenging.
And to top it off, they had to pinpoint the single most challenging paragraph within the entire document.
A multi-layered annotation process, providing the researchers with a rich tapestry of insights.
A window into the subjective experience of reading, capturing not just what's understood, but how it's understood.
The pauses, the hesitations, the rereading, all those subtle signs of our cognitive processes at work.
Because comprehension, after all, isn't solely about reaching the final punctuation mark with every answer correct. It's about the journey our minds take as we navigate the intricacies of language.
So we have our participants, their eyes glued to the screen, and their carefully marked up texts. But how do we even begin to make sense of all those eye movements? That's where eye gaze features come into play.
A realm where technology meets cognition, allowing us to decode the subtle language of our eyes.
The researchers focused on three primary levels of analysis.
Starting with fixation.
Zeroing in on those moments when our eyes lock onto individual words, like a detective scrutinizing a clue.
Then there's the segment level.
Expanding our view to encompass groups of words, phrases, sentences, those building blocks of meaning.
And finally, the paragraph level, where we step back to examine those larger units of text that often trip us up.
Each level offering a unique perspective on the complex process of comprehension.
Because a single word can derail our understanding, or it might be the intricate dance of sentences within a paragraph that leaves us disoriented.
Now, I have to admit, whenever I hear eye tracking, I can't help but picture those perfectly calibrated robotic bases.
A far cry from the reality of our own easily distracted eyes.
Exactly. We blink, we dart around, sometimes we even get lost in a daydream while staring directly at the page.
Our eyes have a mind of their own. Consequently, the researchers faced a significant challenge, ensuring accuracy.
They had to manually correct and align the recorded eye movements with the corresponding words being read.
A meticulous process, painstaking at times, but absolutely essential to guarantee the reliability of their findings.
And it's those findings, my friend, that make this research so captivating. So, having gathered all this data, meticulously tracking those errant eye movements, did the researchers uncover any telltale signs, any patterns that distinguish those moments of struggle from those of smooth sailing?
The goal was to determine whether there were consistent, measurable differences in eye movement behaviors when participants were grappling with difficult text compared to those sections they found easy to understand.
And were there any significant findings? Did they crack the code, so to speak?
They found distinctions, not a universal indicator, but promising nonetheless. At the fixation level, for example, remember, this is where we're focusing on individual words.
Right, those moments when our eyes briefly lock onto a single word.
Precisely. The research revealed that longer fixation durations, those instances where the eyes lingered a bit longer than usual, were indeed associated with words participants had flagged as difficult.
It's as if our brains, sensing a comprehension roadblock, momentarily hit the brakes.
A pause for processing, perhaps an attempt to retrieve the meaning or context of that particular word. However, and this is a crucial caveat, they observed, that readers would sometimes compensate for difficult words by, well, skipping over them entirely.
Really? So it's a bit of a gamble, hoping to glean the meaning from the surrounding context.
Exactly. A testament to our brain's remarkable adaptability, constantly seeking workarounds. This suggests that relying solely on fixation duration at the word level might not tell the whole story.
It makes sense, though. We don't always process language word by word. Yeah. Sometimes it's the phrase, the sentence, that unlocks the meaning.
Which leads us to the segment level analysis. Here, the researchers looked at groups of words, phrases, sentences, those natural units of meaning we encounter as we read.
And did analyzing these segments shed any light on how our eyes behave when comprehension gets a little bumpy?
Two key features stood out. First, the number of fixations within a segment. It seems that when a reader encountered a challenging segment, they tended to make more fixations, more pauses, more back and forths, as if navigating a complex maze.
So, more stops along the way.
Precisely. The second revealing feature was the average length of saccades.
Saccades? A reminder for our listeners, what exactly are those again?
Saccades are those rapid eye movements, those jumps our eyes make between fixations. Think of it as the hop from one word or group of words to the next. The research found that within challenging segments, these saccades were shorter on average.
Shorter jumps. Hesitant, perhaps?
Indeed. Suggesting a more cautious, perhaps even regressive reading pattern, like carefully feeling one's way through unfamiliar territory.
So at the word level, we see those extended pauses, and then at the segment level, more stops, shorter jumps. A clear shift in the eye's journey, wouldn't you say?
A shift indicative of increased cognitive effort, a sign that the reader is grappling with the material. But what about those larger chunks of text, those paragraphs that can sometimes feel like insurmountable hurdles? Did the research offer any insights into how our eyes react at the paragraph level?
I'm particularly curious about that, as paragraphs often feel like make-or-break moments for my own comprehension.
The findings here are particularly compelling. As one might anticipate, longer paragraphs tended to be associated with longer total reading durations. Processing more information, after all, takes time.
It's logical, isn't it? A longer paragraph, particularly if it's dense with information, will naturally require more time to digest.
Precisely. However, they also discovered that the paragraphs identified by readers as the most challenging, the ones that caused the most significant comprehension hurdles, those tended to be lengthier in terms of word count.
So, there's a correlation, at least to some extent, between paragraph length and perceived difficulty. Though I have to point out, even concise paragraphs can be incredibly challenging if they're packed with complex ideas.
Absolutely. Paragraph length isn't the only culprit. Remember, participants were asked to pinpoint the single most challenging paragraph.
So it's about identifying that one paragraph that stands out as particularly demanding, regardless of its length.
And sometimes that might be a shorter paragraph that, due to its content, requires more intense focus, more backtracking, perhaps even a complete reread.
It's a good reminder that comprehension isn't solely about the quantity of text. It's the density, the complexity of the ideas being conveyed.
A short paragraph brimming with intricate concepts can be far more challenging than a lengthy one presenting straightforward information.
Before we move on, you mentioned earlier that the researchers used histograms in their analysis. Could you elaborate on that? I find data visualization always makes these concepts more tangible.
Certainly. Histograms are, in essence, visual representations of data distribution. They provide a snapshot of how frequently different values occur within a data set.
So in this case, they used histograms to visualize the distribution of fixation durations.
Correct. And they noticed something quite interesting. Very long fixations, those significantly longer than the average, were strong indicators that the reader was likely struggling with the word they were fixated on. It was as if their eyes momentarily froze, fixated on the source of confusion.
Those extended pauses we talked about, now brought to life visually.
Precisely. However, medium-length fixations painted a less conclusive picture. They could suggest difficulty, but not always.
So it's not a foolproof system.
Exactly. And that's a crucial takeaway. While eye tracking holds immense promise for understanding comprehension, it's not a one-to-one mapping of our thought processes.
It's more nuanced than that.
Indeed. Sometimes our eyes linger not because we're confused, but because we're captivated, pondering a particularly insightful phrase or allowing a profound idea to fully sink in. Human cognition, unlike eye movements, isn't always so easily tracked.
It seems like we're still in the early stages of deciphering the intricate language of our eyes. But the researchers are definitely onto something. They've uncovered some intriguing correlations. But did they manage to translate these findings into an actual system for pinpointing those moments of incomprehension? Having identified these intriguing patterns in eye movement, did the researchers manage to harness them to build a system that could actually pinpoint those moments of reading incomprehension in real time? That was indeed their objective. They attempted to construct what's known as a classifier using a machine learning technique called a random forest classifier. It's a powerful method, particularly well-suited to handling complex datasets with a multitude of variables, much like the one they'd amassed.
And did this classifier, this algorithmic detective, prove successful in pinpointing those comprehension roadblocks?
The initial tests, while promising, did encounter certain limitations.
Limitations. Were they primarily attributed to those inherent inaccuracies we discussed earlier? Those quirks of human eye movement that make precise tracking so challenging? While those inaccuracies undoubtedly pose a challenge, the primary stumbling block in this instance was the quantity of data. Or, to be more precise, the lack thereof.
So even with a sophisticated algorithm at their disposal, the limited data set hampered their ability to create a truly robust and reliable system.
Precisely. Training a machine learning model, particularly one tasked with a nuanced task like identifying comprehension difficulties, is akin to educating a student. The richer and more extensive the learning material, the more capable the student becomes.
It's about providing the algorithm with a comprehensive understanding of the subject matter, those subtle patterns that might otherwise go unnoticed.
Exactly. And in this case, the researchers simply didn't have a sufficiently large data set to train their classifier to a level of accuracy they deemed satisfactory. They did, however, propose potential solutions for future research. One avenue involves, quite simply, gathering more data.
A larger sample size, a more diverse pool of participants, that sort of thing.
Precisely. A larger, more robust data set would undoubtedly enhance the classifier's ability to discern those subtle but telling patterns of eye movement. They also presented an intriguing alternative, exploring the realm of unsupervised learning.
Unsupervised learning. A quick refresher for our listeners who might not be familiar with that term.
Certainly. In the context of machine learning, unsupervised learning stands in contrast to supervised learning. In supervised learning, we feed the algorithm labeled data. That is data where we've already explicitly defined what constitutes a comprehension difficulty. Unsupervised learning, however, takes a different approach. It doesn't rely on pre-labeled data. Instead, it's about letting the algorithm loose on the data, allowing it to uncover hidden patterns and relationships on its own.
So instead of guiding the algorithm with labeled examples, we're essentially saying, here's a mountain of data, go explore, find the connections, surprise us.
Precisely. And this approach, while potentially more challenging, holds immense promise in a field as inherently variable and nuanced as human comprehension.
Because let's face it, not all reading difficulties manifest in the same way. What trips up one reader might be effortlessly navigated by another.
Precisely. And unsupervised learning, with its capacity to uncover subtle, context-dependent patterns, might prove to be the key to unlocking a deeper understanding of those individual variations in comprehension.
So it seems we're on the cusp of a fascinating frontier in reading research. But even in these early stages, one can't help but ponder the potential implications.
The possibilities, as they say, are tantalizing. Imagine a world where this technology allows educators to tailor their teaching methods to individual students in real time. Imagine personalized learning plans that adapt based not on standardized tests, but on the subtle cues hidden within a student's own eye movements.
It's a compelling vision. Education customized to the individual, guided by the silent language of our eyes.
And it extends beyond the classroom. Imagine websites designed not just for aesthetics, but for optimal comprehension. Sites that anticipate our difficulties, guiding our eyes and minds, ensuring that the information we seek is effortlessly absorbed.
A world where technology helps us bridge that gap between merely seeing words and truly comprehending their meaning.
A future where understanding is no longer a solitary struggle, but a journey enhanced by the very technology we create.
It's a future worth striving for. So the next time you catch yourself glazing over a page, your mind wandering as your eyes scan the lines, remember this. Your eyes, those remarkable windows to your mind, are constantly communicating, revealing far more than you might realize. Perhaps, in the not-too-distant future, we'll possess the tools to fully decipher their subtle language, ushering in a new era of understanding and transforming the way we read and learn.
From deciphering ancient texts to navigating the complexities of the digital age, reading has always been the cornerstone of human progress. And as we delve deeper into the mysteries of our own minds, who knows what new frontiers of knowledge await just beyond the horizon of our gaze?